The fool is here. Madea is in the building. Tyler Perry.
I sure the hell am. I sure am.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning.
I sure the hell am here. Up this early in the got me up this early in the morning. I ain't been up this early in the morning since I had the breastfeed.
Ooh.
Okay. Oh, that was back in the day, though. That was back in the day. But, you know, I didn't even have to get up because she lay beside me. I just throw it over there to her. She know how to grab it and find it.
Oh, Cara.
Yes, that's when you're blessed and you're well endowed. You can just lay over on your side and they'll find that nipple. They will find that nipple.
Tyler.
Good morning.
Leave him alone.
You better leave me alone this early in the morning because I ain't for it.
You ain't trying to hear it, huh?
I ain't trying to hear it.
Good morning.
Man, what's going on with you, TP? You good,
I'm
man?
I'm beyond excited today, man. I'm beyond excited.
Hey, man, you got to be. This is what number film is it? Lucky 13.
Lucky number 13.
Really?
That's my number.
Lucky, that's 13, yeah.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah,
that is big.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, you know, and I sent out an email yesterday. Man, the people make my folks make me feel so good. I sent out an email just talking about all the fighting I've been doing. Cause Steve, you know how it is. I understand why Spike is pissed off, man. I understand why Spike is walking around mad at the world. You know, I get it. Cause you in this business, you got to get in there and fight like hell. And I just said that to the audience. I've been fighting, and as long as y'all have my back, I'm happy, man. They started sending me so many messages on Facebook and TylerPerry.com just by the thousands, just saying they're with me. And that always makes me feel good.
Yeah, and you know what? For those of you that need a little clarity here, this is what happens. With the Spikes and the Tyler Perrys and the other people who make films, they make great...
And the Steve Harveys.
Now in that club.
Okay. Yes, yes.
They make great films. The fight is with the studios. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The fight is with the people that control distribution, giving them enough money, budget to make the film. Mm-hmm. Those that need it, Tyler don't. Then you got to get into enough theaters so you can make your money. Mm-hmm. You know, the more screens you have available for your film, the more people have opportunity to go see them, whether you or not.
Right.
Tyler is in a constant fight with all of his success.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
On getting screens.
But after 13 movies, Tyler, success, really?
I'm telling you, I still have to fight for screens. I still have to fight for budget. I still have to fight for advertisement budget. I mean, you look at some of, and it makes no sense to me at all. You look at some of these movies out there, you know, and it depends. I'm telling you, I can't even get into it like I want to get into it.
Yeah.
But you look at some of them out there and they throw all kinds of money to promote
it.
You know, but for us, man, it is a fight. It's a fight.
Well, thank
it's
God you're up fight. For the fight, though.
Well, I'm up for the fight as long as the people got my back, you know, and that's what's been the greatest blessing. They've been right there with me. So,
well, you know what?
Part about it.
The thing of it is you do have such groundswell support. See, what stunned them in the very beginning was they didn't know anything about your plays. They had no idea how incredibly successful they were. So when the movie came out, they didn't know what was going to happen. But having proved it 12 previous times, never done a movie that's taken a loss. That's what's crazy. Never made a movie that's taken a loss. Has some of the highest grossing films in that they want to classify in our genre. And then to turn around and have to argue about advertising, budget, and argue about the number of screens is utterly ridiculous. But guess what? We going anyway because today, Madea's witness protection plan hits the theaters.
And I've been working so hard, Steve.
Oh, Madea, don't get upset.
I'm sorry. I'm just getting a little emotional here because I've been working so hard. I was on that. I ain't worked that hard since I worked at Pole. And I want people to go out and see the movie.
Go ahead, Madea.
Because it's so good. It's so good. Damn funny in it. You know?
Is it?
That's just wrong. I got on an aeroplane and went to New York City.
It's an aeroplane.
You know I don't get on no damn aeroplane.
How was the flight? How was it?
It was all right until they had some little turbulence. When I felt that plane bumping around, I was looking for terror. I thought a terror was on the plane. I was going to light that ass up if there was a terror on that plane.
No, that's right, but
then. No, we ain't finna have none of that. I had my eye on everybody sitting up there in first class. Yes, I was in first class.
Really?
That's the only seat big enough to hold me. You can't squeeze me back there, coach.
Boy, he ignorant.
Boy, if I could see you on the coach flight, I'd sit back there with you just so I could hear it, Steve.
Just to have a good time, right? That would be hysterical.
Tyler, don't think I haven't done it. Boy, me and you sitting in coach, I'd love to be on that flight, dog. I'd love to be on that flight.
Don't think I haven't. I used to have to get an exit row because I needed some room in front of me.
And I
would get mad if they didn't give me the exit row. So, please don't sit me in between two people. Good God almighty, as big as I am. No, that was a lot. That was a lot.
Hey, Tyler, man. Let me ask you something. When you do a movie, we're going to get into more about Madea's, but Witness Protection. But when you do a project, what are the objectives that you absolutely have to meet when you put a project out?
Well, for me, it's all personal. It's all about what is this going to do for people, man? Is it going to lift them up? Is it going to make them laugh? Are they going to really enjoy it? And that's why I want to do this. Am I going to leave you with a message that's going to make you feel good, that's going to make you laugh, and you can take the whole family too? That's my whole objective. That's been the objective with everything except a couple of them, and because they were more adult movies. But but this, man, this is a good time from beginning to end, from the word go. I'm telling you.
Your knowledge of pop culture, Tyler, is amazing to me. I mean, the trailers for Madea's Witness Protection, when you tell the little boy, you're going to taste the rainbow.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.